G'day, John. Thanks for your time, mate.
Hey, g'day, Slats. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate. Listen, we're playing a lot of old-time Cox Plate winners this morning, and we're celebrating the Cox Plate. It's a great week in this spring carnival.
Yeah, no, it's been a massive build-up down here in Melbourne, and we look forward to getting to the race course on Saturday.
It's the second time you've been on the show this morning.
Is that right?
When you rang earlier, mate, you're on air, which is great. Mate, I know you don't train them, but it's one big operation. Can we get your thoughts on the Geelong Cup yesterday first? Kiwi leading all the way. Great ride by Kieran McAvoy. It's trained by Charlie Appleby. And, geez, Oceanographer, mate, flashing home for third.
Yeah, no, well, Oceanographer's got very good European form. If you go back and we'll have a look at his run on the E-boy, it's very unlucky. So, He ran a strong 2 miles, and you know that was a really testing mile and a half yesterday, and so I think you know probably both horses make their way into the cup and be very competitive because they're strong at 2 miles, you know.
Yeah, will they make it?
I'd say so. We just had a bit of a discussion about it this morning, and it looks as though there's a pretty big attrition rate, and I'd be surprised they didn't make it. Flats, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So. Currently, mate, it looks like Kiwi's about number 32 and Oceanographer number 37, but your rough calculations are you should make that final field of 24, hopefully.
Yeah, I think boys would be happy if they got in and think they'd be very competitive if they make the field.
Yeah, which is terrific. Mate, it's all about this Cox Plate. You mentioned the build-up. It's terrific that you're running Hartnell because if you like Winx, you're actually getting a decent enough price around that $1.90 mark.
Well, we're always looking to help, TK,
Yes. Well, first up, you wouldn't be running Hartnell just to make the public interest up. You obviously believe Hartnell can win this race.
I think, obviously he'd be competitive. But more importantly, I think it's the right program for him going into the Melbourne Cup, which is his ultimate goal, And we needed to protect his weight. If he was to win the Caulfield Cup, he would have got a 2-3 kilo penalty and that would pretty much rule him out of contention in the Melbourne Cup, So, if he can run well in the Cox Plate, that'll be great. And then hopefully he comes through that race well and we can go into the Melbourne Cup with a nice weight and a good preparation.
John, fifth in the Cox Plate last year, 15th in the Melbourne Cup. It looks like we've got a different horse this year. How different?
I think his form says he's going significantly better, Slats. So, yeah, I think it's just more about us getting to know him and getting a good preparation. And we've had a good preparation, good foundation, and everything seems to be ticking along nicely.
Yeah, John, with the European horses you're able to get, being part of Godolphin, do you think they'll be, if they can spend some time here, you get to know them, they get used to the conditions and all of the above, that they can be better, the second time we sort of see them in a serious prep?
I think generally, TK, just like any sportsman, get a bit of a feel for what's going on and, what you learn from your mistakes. And we got it okay the first preparation we had with him. Obviously, he won the BMW. Just through trial and error, we've been able to work a little bit better program for him this time and he's going better as a result.
How's Hierarchy travelling?
He's going fantastic. If something happens to go wrong in the race, he'd be very good late and he'd run well.
Are you worried about the lack of pace in the Cox Plate?
No, TK, whenever everyone says there's no speed, everyone tries to be up to speed and they roll along. So I think it'll work itself out. They're great riders and, they'll be fine.
And just tactically, mate, against Winx?
I'll leave that to Mac. That's why he's on the big money for that. It's like going out there and telling you how to open the batting for Australia. We'll leave that to Mac. And, he's a jockey that just, he's got great intuition. If you leave him just to do what he does well, he seems to always get it right.
You wouldn't think you could sprint by Winx, though, would you?
I wouldn't think so, TK.
No.
It's a pretty good horse.
Yeah, goes all right. Goes all right. And work has been brilliant as well. Mate, obviously so busy for you guys at the moment. Friday night, you've got the Manicato coming up. How do you see it?
It's a very full race, but we've got a nice chance in Holler. He's come back from Europe and done very well, and he's got a good affiliation with Moonee Valley. So we'd sort of give ourselves a rough chance of being competitive. But obviously, it's a very strong feel.
Yep. And, mate, his work was brilliant the other day, apparently.
Yeah, no, he did. He was very sharp. So, I think he can run well. But it's a strong race. You know.
And, mate, apart from the obvious, I know it's hard on the Friday and the Saturday, is there one we should be keeping an eye on?
Look, if the track dries up tonight at wherever they are, Pakenham or someplace, we've got a really nice horse called Wine, and he failed at his last start on heavy ground. He gets back on top of the ground tomorrow. He's a horse that can go on and win a good race at some stage, and he might be 5 or 6 to 1 there, you know, worth having something on.
Jeez, beautiful. That's one for the nice. One for the battlers like me. Hey, mate, just self-interest here.
when is that not part of
sorry.
You?
Sorry. I had a little interest on Kent on the weekend, and I was disappointed. Should I have been? And how is he going forward to the Derby?
He's actually just walking around in front of me now, TK. He's in good form. We're just going to see how he does over the next year. He'll run the trip of the Derby, but, you know, obviously the way the race ran last Saturday didn't suit him at all. So he's desperate to get back to Flemington, desperate to probably have a little bit of headgear. And he's a rough chance in a Derby, but he'll run the trip, and he's a fit racehorse going well.
Mate, thanks so much for your time, John.
Good on you, John.
Cheers, boys.
Well done, mate.
John O'Shea from the all-powerful Godolphin Yard giving us a bit of a pricey on the WS Cox Plate and also the Manicato on the Friday night, 13:53:53.